Next.
Good morning.
Good morning and welcome to the Students Loan Bureau. How can I help you both today?
My name is Matilda Johnson and I need a little guidance, you see. My daughter here, she get accepted into university and the whole family proud of her. She's the first one going to get this chance to go them place there, you see. She going to be a nurse, the greatest nurse Jamaica ever did see.
All right, mommy, you now have to tell him all of that. Jeez, man.
Make me say what me want fi say. Me proud of you. I'm in a business who want here.
Well, congratulations. That is good to hear, ma'am. And you too, young lady.
Yes, man. Bigger up, man. She bright, you see.
Thanks, mommy. You're just embarrassing, so.
So what can I do for the both of you today?
We come to see about a loan, you see. We want to know how this whole process go and to see if we can afford it. We've been saving up a little, our father and myself. So we now go start from zero, but we still want to know what is what.
All right, first let me tell you how the process works, then I will speak to affordability. First of all, you need to know how much the tuition fee is, so you can decide just how much money you will need to borrow to help pay for it. Then you need to get what we call guarantors. These are people who you will put up as willing to help you repay the loan if you have difficulties. After that, you go on the student's loan website and complete the application form. The application form will get all the details about the course and ask questions about guarantors and so on. It is very detailed and will give us all the information we need. Once you complete the application form, it is sent to us and we process it. Then we'll send you an email to let you know if you've been approved for the loan. If your application is approved, we schedule an interview for you to come in with a guarantor. You will have to pay some fees after that for insurance and a processing fee, but once all of that is completed, then the funds will be disbursed to your school and you can go ahead with your course.
Dacia, I hope you hear the whole of that, you know, because you know you're going to deal with them business here.
Yes, mommy.
All right, Mr. Man, tell me about the affordability part now. Me want to know everything about that part there. Cause me no want to no put me pick the picture in a paper about you delinquent.
Mommy.
Don't worry. As long as you repay the loan as you should, you don't have to worry about delinquency. And the good thing is that you're already ahead of the game because you have money saved up. And to make things better, we recently announced some changes to the way we do business that are going to make the repayment process a lot easier. You probably heard some of them during the finance minister's budget presentation earlier this month.
Me did hear him say some things, yes?
Yes. The first one is that we have extended the moratorium period for certain professional groups who have to get a license before they can practice. While others have to begin repaying their loan the next January after they finish their course, these professionals have more time. They start repaying the loan after they receive their license to practice. And that group includes engineers, pharmacists, and nurses like your daughter is studying to be.
So she can benefit from that one there. Good. Tell me something else where she can benefit from.
Tell me, you have any more children, Mrs. Johnson?
Yes, one more bright daughter like this, yeah.
Remember, I was telling you about guarantors? Most parents are their children's guarantors, and up to recently, you couldn't use the same guarantor for more than one person, so parents couldn't be guarantors for more than one of their children. This used to create a whole heap of problems, as you can imagine. Now, a person can be a guarantor for up to three persons, as long as they can afford it.
That one sound good. Me like it.
And I don't know if this one applies to you, but they also increase the age for guarantors, so persons over 60 can be guarantors now, once they can afford it. Previously, persons over 60 couldn't be guarantors.
Dacia, you hear everything what you want to hear? Is you going to deal with all them things here, you know? So make sure you ask all the questions them what you have.
I think I understand everything you say so far.
And you don't have to worry. If there's anything you don't understand or you want to just ask us about, feel free to come back or call us at 754-2559.
All right. Come, my bride Pickney. We are going home on the computer to apply for this alone, yeah. And then you go put me pan face, look on Twitter, fi tell your auntie and uncle them how you're gone at university. She be right, you see.
Mommy.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.